Recommendations are expected today from a Milwaukee City-County committee that's trying to reduce the opioid crisis. The ideas come as the number of local opioid-related deaths is down so far this year, but is still a sizable problem. WUWM's Chuck Wormbach reports.
Officials say about 400 people in Milwaukee County died drug-related deaths last year, mainly related to opioids. Opioids include some legal painkillers and unlawful drugs like heroin or fentanyl that's made illegally. As of last month, the number for this year was 260 drug-related deaths, with the medical examiner's office projecting a figure of about 300 by the end of December. Milwaukee Alderman Michael Murphy says that number is still too high, and he says there are some disturbing trends.
Yeah, we're starting to see people mix fentanyl with cocaine. In the past, there would always be a cocktail, but recently we saw a large number of people who died who were mainly taking cocaine, but the drug fentanyl was mixed in, or carfentanil, and they OD'd.
Murphy chairs the City-County Heroin, Opioid, and Cocaine Task Force, which is releasing its final report today and taking comments at a morning meeting at Milwaukee City Hall. Murphy says the document broadly addresses prevention, treatment, and education based on earlier community input.
Involving greater treatment options for individuals in the House of Correction or in the jail, greater peer support, the possibility of using new treatments involving Vivitrol, a drug that can be administered to individuals leaving the criminal court system.
Murphy says the report also recommends a partnership with first responders to help people who survive get better access to treatment.
Involving paramedics, who last year alone responded to 3,400 instances of overdoses. Right now, we currently basically give somebody a 3x5 business card with a phone number. We need to have a more comprehensive approach where we're following up with these individuals.
Murphy says the report asks law enforcement to regard the opioid crisis as a public health problem and not something police think they can solve with more arrests. Chuck Wormbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.